animals in danger. The World Wildlife Fund needs people to act now to help save the 10 most endangered species in the world. John Hewitt, age 26, is planning to adopt a rhino through a special rhino protection project.
I found out about the dangers rhinos face through a nature documentary on TV. Rhinos live in eastern and southern Africa. They weigh from 3 to 5 tons and can reach a speed of around 45 kilometers per hour. Although it is illegal, hunters kill them for their horns, which are very valuable. Now they are in danger of becoming extinct. I think that rhinos should be bred in captivity until they can live safely in the wild, and people must stop buying products made from rhino horn.
May Lin, age 23, wants to save the green-cheeked parrot.
I first learnt about green-cheeked parrots at school. They are usually found in Mexico and are really good at copying people's voices. In the last 20 years, many have been smuggled across the border to the USA to be sold as pets. People value them as pets because they are attractive and have amusing personalities. Green-cheeked parrots are difficult to breed, so the species is slowly dying out. In my opinion, people should only buy parrots which have been bred in captivity. Then the green-cheeked parrot could be left in the wild, where it would have a better chance of survival.
Lee Barker, aged 34, works for the WWF and is worried about the alligator-snapping turtle.
Here at WWF, we're trying to save the species of turtle, which is the largest freshwater turtle in North America. In fact, it is facing extinction because it's killed for its meat. Snapping turtle meat is often used in soups or sold in restaurants. Alligator snapping turtles only breed once a year. We believe that if people stopped buying these turtles as pets and stopped eating snapping turtle soup, the turtles would have a chance to breed and survive.